non-existent form now. I know I was random, but he married me. He made me feel special. Wanted. He told me he wanted this baby and was in this for all the right reasons. Then he left. I don't know what I expected, but it's definitely not this. 3 days, maybe. A week at the most. But 2 weeks? 2 weeks to get your affairs in order? When I left Damien, it was quick. I didn't haggle over my bills or anything like that. I didn't even change my address. But Jimmy, I don't even know what he's doing. How long does it take to get one's affairs in order? Affairs. That's the word that lingers in the back of my mind. Is that what he's doing? Sowing his wild oats in L.A. because I'm not there? I try to clear my head of those thoughts, reminding myself that as much as he said we'd have a conventional marriage, it's not happening. You don't leave your newlywed wife at home while you gallivant back to your home state where the contents of your little black book reside. The office door opens, and for one brief second I allow my heart to beat a little faster, thinking it's Jimmy, that he's here and isn't going to miss the appointment. What I don't account for is the instant letdown when yet another pregnant woman and her husband walk in hand. I hate admitting it, but that's what I want. It's what I need and desire deep in my heart. I'll never tell him, though. I'll never tell anyone my true feelings, because those are left bottled up and buried deep in the sand. I can't pressure him to be something he's not. I knew this, and yet I fooled myself enough to believe his words. Jenna Davis? I look up at the nurse standing in the doorway holding my file. She smiles, waiting for Jenna Davis to stand and make her presence known. I want to rewind the last 20 minutes of this day and not tell the receptionist that my name has changed. Davis. My child will be born with that last name, and while that pleased me weeks ago, now I'm not so sure. I rise slowly and am met with looks from the other women. They judge me openly. We all do it whether we intend to or not. I'm the poor wife whose husband can't be bothered. That's what they're thinking. They aren't thinking that my husband is a doctor or even his true profession a musician, and he can't get away from work. No, they're thinking I'm single and doing this on my own. They want to commend me, but they don't because that means they understand, even though their husbands are sitting next to them. Some were probably willing, but I have no doubt there are a few here that were forced to take time off from their days to be at their wife's side, as they should be. I look at the office door one more time before making my way to the nurse. She smiles again when I pass her, the door shutting loudly behind us. "This way," she says in her "I'm so happy to be doing my job" voice. We step into a room and she shuts the door behind me. This is routine. I take a seat in the chair until I'm told to change into the thin piece of fabric that doctors call a gown. "I see you recently married. Congratulations." The corners of my mouth turn up in the fakest smile I've ever had to plaster on my face. She reaches for my arm, slipping the blue blood pressure cuff up my forearm. "How are you feeling?" "I'm fine. I haven't had morning sickness in a while." "And you're sleeping okay?" she asks without eye contact. I know she's in a hurry. She has a waiting room full of patients, but a little acknowledgement would be nice. I don't have any problem sleeping. It's a bold-faced lie. Ever since Jimmy left and my run-in with Damien, I haven't slept at all. Every sound, every little creak in the steps and my body tenses. I lie awake at night with my phone in my hand waiting for the front door to open and for Damien to appear. I leave all my lights on so that shadows don't scare me. I could go back to Liam's, but that's admitting I'm scared or telling him that Damien was around, and I'm not sure I'm willing to do that. "Your husband won't be joining you today?" I shake my head and look up at the fluorescent lights, giving me an excuse to have watery eyes. I won't cry. Not in front of her and not over my missing husband. "He's working," I say as nonchalantly as possible. "Stand on the scale, please." I slip off my shoes and stand on the scale. I watch in horror and delight as the number increases. Gaining weight is a necessary evil. The higher number should make me feel happy. But it doesn't. because at the forefront of my mind are toothpick skinny women draping themselves all over my very willing husband. Did you drink your water? Yes. Okay, go ahead and lie back on the table, Jenna. The technician will be in first to do your ultrasound, and then the doctor will be in. Be sure to tell the tech if you want to know the sex or not. The nurse is gone before I can say anything. I lie back on the white paper and let my legs dangle over the end. I jump when the door opens, followed by a young male technician. He smiles brightly when he sees me. I try not to stare, but I can't help it. He's tall, at least I think he is, with a gorgeous smile and a head full of curls, the kinds that make you want to reach out and run your fingers through them. His eyes are bright blue, like something you'd only see in the daylight and if the sun was shining just right.
I hear we're looking at your baby today.
I nod, my voice nowhere to be found. He pulls out the rest of the table, allowing my legs to lie flat. He sits in his stool and rolls over to me, pulling the ultrasound machine behind him. I glance at his name tag and shake my head slowly. His name is James, and while that isn't Jimmy's name, it's close enough.
I'm going to lift your shirt and put on this gross and very cold goop on your skin.
I shiver. Not when he touches me, but when the blue blob hits my skin. I shiver when Jimmy touches me. The technician puts the wand on my stomach and hits a few buttons. The room comes alive with the sound of the baby's heartbeat. It sounds like there are 100 horses galloping all around me.
Now that we've heard the heartbeat, let's see your baby.
Before I know what's happening, the ultrasound machine is pushed into the technician and the wand is hanging from my leg.
Whoa there, buddy, James says.
I look over my shoulder to find Jimmy staring at me. The grin on his face tells me that he's happy to be here, to see me. But it quickly morphs into something else. Concern? He steps over to me and kisses me full on the lips.
Sorry about that, mate. I'm Jimmy Davis.
I look over at James. He's staring at Jimmy with his mouth open.
I know who you are. It's a pleasure to meet you. I'm a huge fan.
They shake hands, completely ignoring me.
Hi, sweet lips, he says, kissing me again.
Hi. Jimmy moves so he's on the other side of me and picks up my hand. He kisses my rings before locking his fingers with mine. If we were any place else, I'd punch him in his junk. But I can't really do that right now since I'm stuck, and I want to know if my baby has 10 fingers and toes.
Have you seen our bub yet? No, Mr. Davis, we were just about to look.
I want to throw up at how sweet James is being to Jimmy. I mean, really? I'm the pregnant one. Shouldn't he be sugary sweet to me?
Call me J.D.
I roll my eyes and face the screen. Can we see the baby now, please? James pulls his eyes away from Jimmy's and looks for the wand. He fumbles with it a few times before setting it back on my stomach. The baby's heartbeat fills the room again, relaxing me.
What's that noise?
I look over at my husband and see his eyes wandering. This is why I wanted him here, not only to be by my side, but to experience this together. That's our baby, I say quietly, my voice breaking. Jimmy's face breaks out into the most mesmerizing grin I've ever seen, more than when I said yes to his marriage proposal. He kisses me hard, holding my face to his.
I need to record this sound, he says, pulling away.
He lets go of my hand, takes out his phone and holds it in the air. I want to laugh out loud at how silly he's being, but know this is something I'll listen to over and over again.
There you go. I think I've got it.
I hope so, I say, knowing I'll need to hear the heartbeat again once I get home.
Do you want to know what you're having?
Jimmy and I stare at each other, both our faces morphing into smiles. As much as I want to be mad at him right now, and believe me, I plan to let him have it after we're done. Now that he's here, I want to know as long as he's sitting by my side. We both look at James and nod.
Chapter 21 Jimmy I'm pushing it. I know I am. I can't help it. No, that's not right. I can help it, but I don't know how. I feel like my head is going to explode, and it doesn't matter what I do or what I say, it's going to be the wrong thing. Chelsea's pregnant. She reminds me of this fact on a daily basis. throwing it in my face like I'm supposed to care. She tells me that she loves me and is ready to get married. The smart thing for me to say is I'm already married, but I don't. I don't say anything. I act like a fucking mute when she's around. I hate it. I hate that when I'm in LA I can't leave my flat without her following me. At what point do women wake up and smell the coffee? When do they realize that they're being ignored on purpose, and that it doesn't matter how much whining and crying they do, if a bloke isn't into them, he's not going to change his mind suddenly? She asked me to go to her doctor's appointment. I declined politely by saying I didn't want to go. She burst into tears. I fucking hate it when women cry, so I gave in and said I'd go with her. I don't even know why I went. I know this baby isn't mine, yet I sat there in the waiting room, reading a magazine and shying away from her every time she tried to hold my hand. The only problem with that is I never asked when it was, and sod's law, I was delayed in getting back to my Jenna. Yeah, my Jenna. I miss her. I miss holding her hand and kissing her luscious lips. I miss rubbing my hand along her stomach, knowing our baby is in there, thriving off her. I know she knows something is wrong. Our phone conversations were short, and I had to speak so quietly that she had to ask me to repeat myself. I couldn't risk Chelsea hearing me, and since I'm a total idiot, I couldn't ask Chelsea to leave. But I'm here now, and I'm holding my wife's hand as we walk to her car. I open the door for her, but she doesn't get in. She stands against the side of the car and crosses her arms under her glorious boobs. I reach out to rub her arm, but she shies away from me. Fuck me! I run my hand through my hair. It's in dire need of being cut, but I wanted to ask Jenna her opinion. I want to get a mohawk, but I want her to like it. Jenna, don't! You don't get to Jenna me! You left me, Jimmy! You said you'd be right back! To me, that's... I don't even know, but not 2 weeks, and not with those sorry-ass excuses for phone calls. Jenna bites her lower lip, and I want to pull it from her offending teeth and kiss the crap out of it, but having her move away from me again isn't something I want to experience. I'm sorry. I know it's a shit excuse, but I am. I didn't mean to be away for this long. I tried... Look, it doesn't matter. I'm back, and I'm not going anywhere. You're right, it doesn't matter. Jenna stands up straight and unfolds her arms. She looks up at the sky briefly before leveling her gaze back on me. I want a divorce, she says in a whisper. Where have you been, James? My mum thinks I'm sleeping, but I've missed my dad and he's home now. I creep down the hall to their bedroom and peek in. My mum is sitting at her table. The one that has all the makeup on it, that she tells my Nana that she needs so that my dad will look at her. I think my mum is beautiful just the way she is. James, I asked you a question.
I heard you.
I can't see my dad, but I hear him. He sounds like he's so far away.
Are you going to answer me?
You don't need to worry about where I was, Bridget. I was at work. That's what I do. I leave at night and go to work so you can live like a queen, and so Jimmy can go to the finest boys' school. Stop with the questions.
My mum turns around in her chair and puts her hands in her lap. She looks like she's been crying.
I'm tired.
Come to bed, love.
No, James. I'm tired of the cheating. I'm tired of whoever it is hanging up on me every time I answer the phone, only for it to start ringing again for you to answer. I'm tired of you coming home and smelling like you bathed in the perfume counter at Harrods. I'm tired of being an afterthought in your life. I want a divorce. I want you to move out. Tonight.
I jump when something slams against the wall. My mum stands.
What are you doing, James? Jimmy's sleeping.
Do you think I care? My wife is telling me that she wants a divorce and is kicking me out of my house, and you want me to be quiet? Are you mad? I give you the life you ask for. I provide the finest jewels and furs that you drape yourself in at every social event. So fucking what if I get some on the side?
Get out! My mum shouts.
I jump back away from the door, afraid that she'll see me.
You're mad, woman. We've been married for 15 years. I gave you a child. I provide you with a home. You don't want me to leave.
I've called a lawyer, James. You need to leave tonight. I want you gone.
You want me gone?
Their room goes silent for a moment.
Fine, Bridget. I'm going, but don't you dare call me and beg me to come back. You want me gone, so be it.
I don't want him to go. He's my dad. He needs to stay. He promised he'd take me to football practice tomorrow. Who's going to take me now?
The door swings open and my dad steps into the hall. I look up at him and he shakes his head. He turns and looks at my mum.
I hope you're happy, Bridget.
Don't leave me, Dad,
I say, grabbing his hand. He pulls it away and rests it on my shoulder.
Listen closely, Jimmy. Never get married. Women are only good for one thing.
James! My mum screeches.
What, love? Isn't that why you're kicking me out?
Jimmy, go to bed, please. No, Mum. I'm going with Dad. I'll pack my suitcase. I run down the hall, ignoring my dad calling my name. I don't want to live with my mum if she doesn't like my dad.
Jimmy,
my dad shouts. I turn to find him shaking his head.
You can't come.
Why not? You told me you'd take me to football tomorrow. I want to come with you.
I don't want you to come with me.
I freeze in my doorway. My mum covers her mouth as her eyes go wide and fill with tears. My dad shakes his head. He turns and walks away. We both jump when the door slams shut. My mum rushes to me, drops to her knees, and pulls me into her arms.
Don't listen to him, Jimmy. He's been drinking and doesn't know what he's saying. He'll always want you. You're his son.
Only he doesn't want me.
Why?
I ask, stepping closer. I feel the need to pin her against the car so she can't escape.
She can't leave me. I know I'm a loser who doesn't deserve her, but I need her. I want her in my life. I want to raise our baby together and be a family. I won't let her get away. I refuse to just walk away from her like my dad walked away from my mum. He didn't stay to fight, but I will. I am. She's not leaving me because I'm a fucking idiot.
Because... you don't want to be married, Jimmy. I don't want you to stay out of obligation, and I don't...
don't what, sweet lips?
I move closer. I know I'm being devious and underhanded, but I need to feel her against me. I'm going to find every way to show her that I'm hers. I know there's stuff I need to take care of, and I will. I won't let anything come between us. She shakes her head, covering her face. I pull her hands away and put them around my waist.
I'm sorry, Jenna. I'm so fucking sorry. There was so much crap I had to take care of, and I'm no good at this relationship thing, but I'm going to work at it so that I am. I'm going to work at it and make sure you can count on me and trust me. I promise you that I was faithful, because I know that's what you're thinking. You're my wife, and I'm taking my vows very seriously.
I don't know, Jimmy. But she does know. Her hands are clutching the back of my shirt. Her nails are digging into my skin. She knows that she wants me just as much as I want her.
I know, and I'll fix it, I say, as my lips touch hers.
She's rigid, fighting me. I'm not perfect, but I'm trying to be better for you, I add, moving my lips against hers. I want to be the best husband and father to our baby. She finally opens up and accepts me, meeting me halfway. I feel alive when her tongue touches mine. Her body doesn't want a divorce, I'm sure about that. I'm going to have to step up my game and make sure she knows that she's my one and only. I was stupid to stay in California for so long. I let myself get sucked into Chelsea's drama, and I need to learn to say no.
What brings you by?
Looking at my father makes me cringe, but I'm here, being the man my mum brought me up to be. Maybe what I saw was two people comforting each other because I was being an asshole. Or maybe I saw exactly what I think I saw, which was my dad snogging the face off my ex-girlfriend, who has just happened to tell me that she's pregnant.
I walk in and sit down on his leather sofa, only to stand up again. Images of him and Chelsea invade my subconscious, and it's not a pretty sight. I walk over to the window and look out over Los Angeles. My dad's place is pretty much like Liam's was, floor-to-ceiling windows, but no one can see in. It's the best of both worlds, in my opinion. At least, it used to be. Now I see a two-story house with a fenced-off garden in my future.
"I'm having a baby," I blurt out.
"I heard. Congratulations."
He's moving around behind me, no doubt pouring himself three fingers of scotch.
"Who told you?"
"I doubt my mum called you."
"Chelsea told me. I see her every now and again."
I nod and want to add, "Of course you do."
"I'm not talking about Chelsea. I'm with someone in Beaumont, and we're having a baby together."
He pats me on the back, causing me to jump.
"That's my boy. One here and one on the side. Nothing wrong with that at all, son."
Except there's everything wrong with it. Doesn't he know that he's wrong? Doesn't he know that when you find the one, everything in life falls into place? The morning after I woke up with Jenna in my arms, I smiled. And it wasn't some stupid, cheesy smile. It was a real, genuine one. She makes me smile.
"Dad, I don't have anyone on the side. I'm married, off the market."
"Now why would you go and do something stupid like that? Get an annulment. I have a good lawyer that can help you."
"Because I want to be with her, and I want to raise my child with her. I don't want my kid going through the same crap I went through. My child will grow up knowing me."
"And what about Chelsea? Doesn't she deserve the same from you?"
I shake my head. "Chelsea's not having my baby. I went with her to the doctors. I saw the chart. I may be a bloke, but I can add numbers up. Chelsea was pregnant before her and I slept together."
Jenna pulls away too soon for my liking.
"I want you to change your number."
"Okay, let's go do it right now," I say without hesitation. "If changing my number will make her feel better, I'll do it. At this point, I'll stand on top of a building and tell the world that I'm happily married and about to have a baby. I'll do anything she asks except leave. I'll never leave my child. She's going to have to leave me if she wants out."
"Can I ask you something, wifey?"
She rolls her eyes playfully as she moves her hands so that they rest on my shoulders.
"What?"
"Would you like to meet my mum? She really wants to meet you and wants to come and visit."
"Yeah, I'd like that. What about your dad?"
"Nah, sweet lips, you don't want to meet him. My mum, though, she's fantastic. You'll love her, and she already loves you because you're making her a grandma."
"Jimmy?"
"Yes, Mrs. Davis?"
God, I really love the fact that my surname is now hers.
"Why did it take you 2 weeks?
I could give her some stupid bullshit excuse, but I won't. I'm never going to lie to this woman. Withhold some facts, yes, but it's for her protection. There was a shitstorm in L.A. I had to meet with some people, see my dad, empty my flat and make some financial arrangements to protect you. It took longer than I thought, and I'm sorry." All I get from her in reply is a nod. I don't know whether she believes me or not, but I'm never leaving her side again for as long as I live, and one of these days I'm going to have to tell Jenna about my shitty father. Yes, I came to live with him when I turned 18, but that was because my mum made me. If she hadn't, I'd still be a busker in Covent Garden or something. Mum made sure my dad and I established some kind of relationship, but that doesn't mean I want him anywhere near my wife and baby.
"You know, wifey, we need to decide if we're going to tell people what we're having."
I help her into the car and shut the door. When I get in, her hand automatically finds mine, making me wonder just how serious she was about asking for a divorce. The only thing I know is that I never want to hear those words come out of her mouth again.
"Let's keep it a secret."
I bang my head against the headrest and look at her. She's glowing, her hand rubbing her stomach. I lean over and kiss her before starting the car.
"Your wish is my command, sweet lips."
Chapter 22 Jenna. I lean my head back on the headrest and turn my face toward the window. The afternoon sun shines through the window, warming my face. My hand rests in Jimmy's lap, our fingers locked together. His finger taps and beat with the song on the radio against the top of my hand. If this were weeks ago, I'd be looking at him and imagining what our child will look like. But it's not, and as much as I want to trust what he says, I can't get over the suspicion that something is off. I know I'm a fool for getting into the car with him. I caved when he turned on his British charm and wooed me into believing that everything is okay. He didn't say I was overreacting, though, or that my hormones are getting me riled up, and that concerns me. I've never been the jealous type. With Jamian, my friends never let on that they were attracted to him or desired him in any way. But Jimmy? With him, I know. I see the way other women look at him, the way they throw themselves at him expecting, and at some point, receiving attention in return. Is he going to be like that when he goes on stage the next time? Will he touch their faces, caressing them like he does me? It can't be easy changing who you are in the blink of an eye, and that is what he did. Or should have done. I wasn't kidding when I took my vows, and I hope to God he wasn't either. We may not be in love, but I want us to at least be faithful. My lips curve into a smile when I feel his hand caress my stomach. My shirt lifts and his lips are there. Jimmy places kisses along my growing belly from one side to the other, whispering words only the baby can hear. My fingers thread through his hair, my nails scraping softly along his scalp. In our short time together, I've learned that he loves this and that it turns him on. My eyes remain shut. I feel like I'm dreaming, and that when I wake up everything will be ugly again. Damien will be standing outside my window with a murderous look on his face, and next to Jimmy will be hordes of women claiming to be his mistresses. Keeping my eyes shut and my face toward the window is the best option for me right now. I want to relish in the attention he's giving me before it goes away, before my bubble is burst and some skinny girl shows up in Beaumont telling me that she's been sleeping with my husband. When his lips find mine, I close my eyes tighter and submit to him. He controls me, drives me to the brink with just the simplest of kisses. I wish my body would fight him, ward him off, but it craves him. My body desires his touch, and it has since we first met a year ago when he came to Beaumont. How I ever made it without coming on to him before the wedding is beside me. Having him in my arms that one night was the result of years of therapy teaching me to love myself again, helping me discover that Damien and his fist could no longer hurt me, control me. When Jimmy came to me that night, I knew what I was doing. I wanted a piece of him like every other woman his path had crossed. I was no different in that way. I took him and everything he was willing to give me in an empty room on a pool table. Our story is definitely one for the grandkids. I cup his head, holding him to my lips. I want him to crawl on top of me and take me in the car. I've missed him, and my need for him grows more urgent with each flick of his tongue against mine. Jimmy, I say against his lips. My hand travels down his neck, over his chest into his belt buckle. I tug, pulling it out of the loop on his jeans. I palm his hard on, squeezing gently, and I'm rewarded with him biting down on my lip. He stills my hand and I squeeze again, letting my thumb brush up and down against his bulge.
Wifey, you're killing me. I've missed you so much, but right now we have somewhere to be.
Why'd you stop the car then? I ask, opening my eyes for the first time and looking around. Is it too much to ask for a little backseat action? I know I'm pregnant, but I'm not above breaking the law if it means I can get freaky with my hot-ass husband.
Because we have plans, and we're here.
Jimmy looks out the window. I follow his gaze and realize we're in a parking lot. I was so lost in my daydream that I wasn't paying attention. Refusing to pay attention is more like it, but still the same nonetheless. What are we doing at the Beaumont Country Club? Jimmy shrugs.
Liam told me that we should meet him here.
Do you play golf? What a stupid question for a wife to ask her husband, but it shows that we don't know each other well. I really don't want to sit in there while you play golf with Liam.
Sweet Lips, I doubt Liam plays golf or is even allowed on the course with his tattoos. Can you imagine someone telling him to cover them up?
No, not really. So why are we here?
I haven't got the foggiest. Let's go find out.
Or not, I want to say, but he's out of the car before I have a chance to open my mouth. I drop the visor and look in the mirror at my makeup. My lips are red and plump from his razor burn, and my eyes look like I just woke up. Clearly people will know we've been fooling around in the car, and I'd rather not leave that impression, despite my desire to screw his brains out in the back seat. I pull out my lip gloss and apply a fresh coat, and run my fingers under my eyes to get rid of the excess makeup particles. Jimmy opens the door and holds out his hand for me. I will give him credit. He's a gentleman in the truest sense of the word. His mother raised him proper, and I can't wait to thank her for that. We walk hand in hand into the club. Josie's brought me here for lunch before, but we haven't been here much since Liam has come home. Something about his parents being members and it's too awkward for him. Jimmy gives our names to the hostess, who tells us to follow her. We are heading to a part of the club that is away from the restaurant. She points to a door and walks away, leaving us standing in the hallway by ourselves.
What's going on?
I ask. Jimmy shakes his head but opens the door anyway. We step into a dark room. I clutch at his hand, hanging on for life. This is a setup. Liam didn't plan this. Damien did. He's here in this room. I can feel it. Something moves behind me and I have to bite my lip from screaming out. We've just walked into our death. My other arm grips his forearm, my nails digging into his skin. If I could crawl into his body, I would. I move as close as possible, hoping that this will be quick and painless. When the lights flick on, I let out a blood-curdling scream at the hordes of people yelling at me. Surprise! My heart pounds 1,000 beats per second as I try to catch my breath. There are tears rushing down my face as my chest heaves.
Jenna, what's wrong?
Josie asks as I cover my mouth to try and contain a sob.
I thought you were going to kill us.
Josie deadpans.
Oh, shit, I'm so sorry. I didn't think of that. We just wanted to give you guys a reception since you eloped and didn't give us a chance to have a party.
Okay. I'm a blubbering fool being held up by your husband. Jimmy rubs my back as he tries to act calm, but I feel him shaking. He thought we were set up, too, and it's nice to know that I'm not the only one walking around paranoid.
Come on, darling, let's go get you cleaned up. You have a party to attend.
I nod and reluctantly let go of Jimmy's hand as Josie and Caitlin lead me out of the room. They lead me down the hall and behind a closed door. Once it's shut, I let out a sob that makes my whole body shake. I'm directed to sit on the couch with both girls rubbing my back.
What's going on? Because I'm getting the feeling you're bottling up some pretty deep emotions to be crying like this.
Nothing, I say, wiping my tears. Just my hormones.
Bullshit,
Josie and Caitlin say in unison.
You can talk to us, you know. Just because you're married into the band doesn't mean we're not friends.
Caitlin says, stroking my hair. Josie nods. I take a deep breath and blurt out,
I don't want to believe Jimmy is having an affair, and I know he doesn't love me, but we took these vows and he was gone for 2 weeks, and I'm really freaking out inside because my mind is telling me to run and file for divorce, but my body is telling me to go screw his brains out in the back seat of the car.
I cover my mouth in horror and look at my two friends.
Oh, God, I'm so sorry. Ever since my second trimester, it seems I have no filter.
Caitlin and Josie start laughing, which doesn't make me feel any better.
Jenna,
Caitlin starts,
I don't think Jimmy would cheat on you. At least I would hope that he's smarter than that.
But he is Jimmy, Josie adds, which makes everything Caitlin just said go out the door.
Oh, great,
I say, throwing my hands up in the air.
No, listen. At one point, we've all thought it. I would lie awake in bed at night and imagine Liam with other women. I had visuals from the many magazines and even Sam's face would pop up. But he asked me to trust him and I did. Does it mean that I didn't think about it? No, it doesn't. Each time he went back to L.A., I was a wreck because I thought, what if he's so lonely that he needs that painkiller? Those women don't care if he's with someone. They all want a piece of someone else's pie.
I felt the same about Harrison, even though I knew he hadn't dated much and even stopped dating when he moved to Beaumont. The thoughts were there,
But I know Harrison would never do something like that, nor would he allow Jimmy to do it on his watch. Trust that the guys will keep him on the right path as long as Jimmy wants to be there. I try to smile at Josie and Caitlin, and while their words offer some reassurance, the thoughts still linger. The door opens with a small knock. We look up to find Jimmy peeking his head in.
Hello, my lovelies. I'd like to have my wife back if that's okay with you.
Yeah, we're going to get her all pretty and then she'll be out, Josie says, standing. I smile softly at Jimmy before he finally closes the door. He's not cheating, Josie says. How do you know? She looks at me, her Cheshire Cat grin getting larger. That boy is in love with you. I've never seen him look at another woman like that before. My heart soars with her words. She would know. She spent the most time with him. Maybe I need to let go and just go with the flow and take each day as it comes. If I live in fear that he's cheating, I'll probably drive him into another woman's arms, and I wouldn't be able to live if I did something like that.
Chapter 23 Jimmy My wife is crying, and it's all my fault, and my two best friends are shooting daggers at me as I walk down the corridor towards the bar. It's not going to matter what I say to her or to them. I've fucked up, and there's no changing it. I'm as stupid as my mum was when she took my dad back. I don't know how I'm going to fix this. If I knew, I would not be in this situation in the first place. I approach the bar with some trepidation. They have questions and will expect answers. If this was any other woman, they probably wouldn't care as much, but it's Jenna. I crossed the line during the night of the wedding, and if the condom had done what it was supposed to do and not split, then no one would even know. Except one time wasn't enough for me, and while being a dad wasn't something I was looking to be, I'm happy that she's my wife. I take the beer that Liam is offering me. He and Harrison are leaning against the bar and watching the crowd. It makes a change that we are the spectators watching the crowd instead of it being the other way around. "You scared the shit out of Jenna," I say, before taking a long swig of the beer. The cool amber liquid feels good as it slips down my throat, and I quickly finish it. I can't get drunk, not tonight, but I can hide the fucking bullshit loitering at the back of my mind. Harrison knows my secret, but I trust him not to say anything to Liam. If I'm being honest, I'm hoping that he's forgotten and hasn't told Caitlin either. I don't want the little tidbit about Chelsea being pregnant to get back to Jenna before I have had the chance to say something to her first. That's if I have the balls to even sum up the courage to say anything to her. Right now, I don't. I'd rather have my nuts twisted in a vice grip than explain about Chelsea being up the duff. I don't know much about women, but I do know those tears were a culmination of a few things.
"What does that mean, Liam?" I ask, taking another beer from the barman.
He puts his beer down and looks at me.
"What the hell could take 2 weeks that you couldn't do from here? You left her the second you came back from your honeymoon. Why didn't you just take her with you?"
"It's not as easy as that, and you know it." Liam knows it's not simple. There's a reason why he never took Josie home to L.A. Sam. Chelsea is my own personal Sam. If I took Jenna to Los Angeles, I wouldn't be standing here today. Jenna would have left me. She would have walked out of my life and never looked back, and I can't risk that happening.
"You can't be messing around on her. She's pregnant and not feeling sexy."
I look at my friend and shake my head.
"How do you know this crap?"
Harrison laughs, lifting his beer bottle to his mouth.
"This is why Caitlin and I aren't having any more kids. I can't deal with the emo shit that comes with it."
"She told Josie she's fat."
"She's pregnant,"
I say, a little more loudly than I intend to. A few people I don't know, whom I'm assuming are friends with Liam, turn and look at me. I tip my bottle at them and smile before looking back at him.
"You're turning into someone who's pussy-whipped, Liam."
Harrison sprays beer out of his mouth and starts coughing. Liam looks like I've kicked his dog. I shrug.
"All I'm saying is that you've been getting in touch with your feminine side lately, and it's starting to show.
That's what happens when you're in love." I see my bride scanning the room and hope that she's looking for me. When our eyes meet, her face lights up. I take a sip of my beer and put it down.
"Yeah,
I know what you mean, I say, before walking away from both of them. Her smile becomes bigger, her eyes brighter, the closer I get. I know I fucked up, but I'm going to do whatever it takes to make sure she knows that she's my number one priority. I can't continue to mess up, because I know if I do, she'll leave. She's already threatened divorce, and I've hopefully talked her out of it. But if she says that word again, I don't know what I'll do except to get down on my hands and knees and beg her not to leave me. I'll do more than my father did, that's for sure. My dad has been gone for a month. My mum cries every night, but I don't understand why. She kicked him out, so why is she crying? I only talk to her when she asks me questions. I'm mad at her for telling my dad to go away. I tried calling him, but he never answers. I don't know when I'll get to see him again, but I'm saving all my money so I can go and live with him. Maybe he'll take me to America to live with my grandpa. He's always saying that everything is better over there, and that he only lives in England because of my mum. But we don't need her anymore, so my dad and me can just leave. I climb the steps to my mum's flat. I don't call it home anymore, not since my dad left. I open the door and walk straight up the stairs that lead to my bedroom. I'll hide there until dinner. I don't want to watch the television with my mum.
Jimmy?
I freeze when I hear my dad's voice. I turn and see him kneeling down with his arms open and waiting for me. I drop my backpack and run into his arms. I knew he'd come back for me. He loves me and promised he'd take me to football practice. I'm really happy you're here.
Me too, Jimmy. I wanted to see you before I left.
I step back. What do you mean?
I'm going to the States for a while, but I'll be back.
I'm coming with you, I blurt out as I run towards the stairs.
Jimmy!
Be right back, Dad. I just have to get my case. It's already packed. I run up the stairs and push the door open. I run to my bed, fall to my knees and pull out my suitcase. I won't miss anything in my room. My dad can buy me new things when we get to Grandpa's. When I go back downstairs, there's a girl sitting on my dad's lap. She wasn't there earlier, but I already know I don't like her. She's kissing his neck like I've seen Rebecca do to Peter's older brother. Peter said his brother likes it and that it means the girl is ready to get busy. I don't know why she's kissing my dad. Only my mum should be doing that. I don't like this girl at all. I'm ready, I say loudly. The girl turns and looks at me, but she doesn't smile. She rolls her eyes and gets off my dad's lap. If you ask me, she's a little too big to be sitting there anyway. Even I don't do that anymore.
You said it would just be us, the girl says.
My dad moves her to one side, and I see him touch her bum. I look at my dad with confusion. He closes his eyes, and when he looks at me, he beckons me towards him.
Jimmy, you can't come with me.
Why not? I won't cry, because I'm a tough boy.
Because I need to get my place set up and get back into the studio. I can't do that with you hanging around. I keep late nights, and that's not a good lifestyle for a little boy.
I'm not little.
Jimmy, come on, bud. You need to stay with your mum and help her out.
No! She's making you leave. I'm coming with you. My dad stands and puts his hand on my shoulder. The girl comes up behind my dad and grabs his hand.
Don't touch my dad, I say, pushing her away. I push her until she's no longer standing next to us.
Tell her to go away.
I can't.
Why not? You love mum, not her.
Jimmy, listen. I love your mum, but I love Tiffany too. I'm going to marry Tiffany as soon as the divorce is final.
You can't, Dad. You love Mum.
James, we're going to miss the flight.
My dad nods as he listens to her. I hate her. My dad ruffles my hair.
See you around. Be good to your mum.
As soon as the door shuts, I start banging on it, shouting for my dad. Come back, I say, over and over again. I'm trying not to cry, but I can't help it. I want my dad. My mum pulls me into her arms. She holds me while I cry against the door. She doesn't say anything. She doesn't have to. I pull my wife into my arms and look into her eyes. From this moment onwards, I'm going to be better. I never want to hear the word divorce come out of her mouth again. I link my hand with hers and pull her to the middle of the dance floor. I don't know what song is playing, but from here on it will be ours. My arm moves around her waist, and I pull her closer to me, holding our linked hands to our chests. We sway back and forth, dancing in front of our friends and family as husband and wife. I know I made you cry. Jenna shakes her head. I did. I know I did. I'm stupid. I'm a stupid guy who has made a life-changing decision, and I plan to follow through with everything I said on our wedding day. I promised you then, and I promise you now. I'll cherish you. I'll protect you, and I'll be only yours. The only thing that can separate us is death, and we're going to live until we're old and grey, and our great-great-grandchildren have to come and visit us in a nursing home. Jenna nods as I wipe away a tear.
You say the sweetest things.
You bring out the best in me, sweet lips. I just need you to be patient with me. I'm going to fuck up, but you have my permission to kick my ass when I do.
Okay.
Yeah, okay, I say, kissing her. Come on, I want to take you home and ravage your body. I've missed you.
I'm fat.
I stop us from dancing and put my hands on her cheeks, forcing her to look at me. You're beautiful and sexy. So fucking sexy that I've got a hard-on just thinking about you. I've wanted you for so long before the wedding, and when I finally had you, I needed more. I'd be here even if you weren't pregnant. I don't want to hear that you're fat or not beautiful, because you put all these other women to shame. I take her hand and lead her out of the room. I know this party is for us, but I've just got back, and I need to be alone with my wife.
Chapter 24. Jenna. I roll over and look at my sleeping husband. He kept me up late last night saying goodbye and memorizing every inch of my body. And as much as I'd like to be sleeping right alongside him, the baby is running a marathon inside me right now. I could wake him and ask him to sing to our child, but I like watching him sleep. It's a glorious sight with the sheet barely covering him, and I like being able to stare at his body freely. If I wanted, I could trace the lines of his abs perfectly with my fingers and watch him wake from my touch. I hate admitting it, but he's been the model husband since he came back from Los Angeles, and I love having him here. He's been attentive, caring, and doesn't leave my side unless it's for band practice. He's leaving today, after being home for a month. Not back to L.A., but to go on tour. When he told me, I freaked. My body shook, I cried and shut myself in our room for hours until he couldn't take it anymore. It's the stupid pregnancy hormones, I know it is. I let my mind get the best of me and believe that he's going to return to the old Jimmy and that this past month was nothing but a show. I know my mind is being irrational. He's not going to leave me for a groupie, but it's hard. I want to live in a bubble and pretend the outside world doesn't exist. The irrational side of me needs to shut the hell up and enjoy the man next to me. He says he's not cheating, and I need to trust that. Trust him. This tour will be different, and the first one where the wives aren't going. The thought never crossed my mind about going with them, but Josie and Caitlin usually travel with the band. They're staying back for my benefit. I told them I'd be fine, but they wouldn't listen. With my parents gone and my third trimester looming, they felt it better that they stay with me. I'll be moving into Josie's house today until the guys get back. Not something I wanted to do, but my husband asked and even batted his damn eyelashes at me. Who am I to refuse? My fingers have a mind of their own and follow the image engraved in my mind as they trace the ridges on his stomach. He stirs and mumbles something, but I don't stop. I try not to laugh, biting my bottom lip to keep from giggling. Side to side, my finger moves lightly, touching his skin. His skin pebbles from my touch, encouraging me to keep at it. His hand stills mine. I look at his face for any sign of displeasure, but see none. He slides my hand under the sheet and onto his hard-on. He moves my hand up and down a few times before letting go. I watch as the sheet moves from the motion.
I push it aside so I can take in the glory that is my husband. I glance at him. His eyes are shut and his arms are resting behind his head. I know he's awake by the sexy smirk spreading across his face. I lean down and lick the valley between his abs. My tongue traces through the light path of hair leading to where I want to be. My lips replace my tongue. His fingers thread through my hair. If I look up, I'll be done for. His eyes do me in each and every time. I know what he wants and have no problems giving it to him.
Come here and kiss me, wifey.
I chuckle but don't move toward him. I straddle him as I kiss the top of his cock and replace my hand with my tongue. Jimmy hisses as his hips move forward. I chance a look and see his head thrown back. Seeing him like this spurs me to do this for him. If I can make him feel good, maybe he won't leave me in the end. I take him fully in my mouth, my hands spread out over his abdomen, my nails scratching lightly as they move. His hand cups my arm, pulling me away.
I need a kiss, he says as he brings me to his lips.
In one swift move, he impales me and sets a quick and fast rhythm. I scream out in pleasure as he rocks into me.
Christ, sweet lips, I fucking love your pussy.
A moan escapes, causing him to laugh.
You like it when I talk dirty, don't you?
Yes, I say breathlessly. He rolls us over and sits back on his haunches. His thumb presses against my clit. My eyes roll back as he continues to work my body into a frenzy. I've never felt like this. I've never felt like I'm standing on the edge, and the only relief I'll get is if I fall over the side. He does this to me. He brings this out of me. Jimmy's masterful in the art of sex, and I'm a student. He's teaching me to listen to my body, to feel what pleasure he's giving me. This is a class I want to flunk, repeatedly, so he has to start all over again. I scream out as my orgasm rolls over me. Jimmy moves faster, more urgent. The pulsing is almost much too much to bear, and I dig into his skin looking for relief. He falls on top of me, panting.
What am I to you?
He asks. My husband.
Damn straight. Now kiss me.
Do you think you have everything? I ask, folding another shirt before putting it in a suitcase. We've stalled long enough, avoiding the inevitable. He's leaving for months, and the timing couldn't be worse. They'll be gone most of the summer, arriving home a few weeks before my due date. I'm nervous, I won't lie, if the baby will come early and he won't be here. I want him to stay, but I don't tell him this. I can't. Touring is part of his job, and as much as I'm going to hate it, he has to go. I know I won't be alone, but I've grown rather fond of having Jimmy in my life every day. Waking up, walking to work, and crawling into bed has become a treat for me.
I've never taken this many things before. You're spoiling me.
Jimmy kisses me on my cheek and slaps my ass. He's sweet on one side, dirty on the other. Honestly, I wouldn't change him. I want to make sure you have enough clothes.
You know we always use the facilities at the hotels we stay in, and our manager will make sure our clothes get washed, right?
He playfully asks over his shoulder as he walks into the bathroom. What's his name again? I know Josie and Caitlin were beyond happy that another Sam wasn't hired. I hid my elation that the new manager is a man. The last thing I want is some other woman doing Jimmy's laundry. I become quite fond of the boxers he wears. Jimmy comes out of the bathroom shirtless. My folding falters as I watch him move around the room.
He's called Gary. He's from New York, so not involved with the L.A. scene, which is what Liam and Harrison wanted. He's also married and has kids, so he gets it.
Yeah, that's good, I say. My voice breaking. Jimmy comes up behind me, rests his chin on my shoulder, and places his hands on my belly. His thumbs move up and down over my shirt.
For the first time since I joined the band, I don't want to go, he whispers against my neck.
I nod, agreeing with him because I don't want him to go either. Or I wish I was going with him, but it's just not possible.
Would you be mad if I said I wanted you to stay?
No. I want to know that you want me here and that you need me here.
I do so much. I turn and wrap my arms around him. I won't cry. Not in front of him. It's not fair to him if I do. He knows what this is doing to me. I don't need to pour salt in the open wound. I think our... Are you ready to tell everyone? I can't help but smile. We've been keeping the sex of the baby a secret and refusing to acknowledge it for fear we might slip in front of our friends. I think so. Josie and Caitlin want to know so they can plan a baby shower, and I'm sure our moms want to know what we're having.
My mom can't wait to meet you. She'll be arriving as soon as the tour ends, and will stay to help out if you need her.
My mom has offered the same thing, but we can't have both of them here. I think I'll take your mom up on the offer and tell mine she can come after.
Whatever you want, wifey.
I think we should tell people. Jimmy's smile is infectious. I bury my head in his shoulder and hold on to him. In a few minutes, we have to drive over to Liam's and say goodbye. We'll be living a life of webcams, texting, and phones. I've also been told to stay away from gossip sites, and that if I'm starting to have a freakout, I'm to call him immediately. He pulls away all too soon for my liking and bends down. His hands hold my stomach while he peppers me with kisses. Jimmy looks up and winks, causing me to laugh.
I've recorded the song I've been singing, so you have to play it every morning. I read online that you can put headphones on your stomach. I want to make sure my baby girl hears her daddy's voice every day.
A single tear falls from my eye onto the top of his hand. He stands, placing both hands on my cheeks.
I love you, sweet lips. I'll be home soon.
My breathing stops momentarily.
What did you say?
You heard me, Jenna. I love you. I love our daughter, and I love our life together.
Chapter 25. Jimmy.
4225 West is back on tour. Hashtag Liam, hashtag Harrison, hashtag JD.
Gonna rock with 4225 West tonight.
OMG. Did you see Jimmy wink at me last night? Smiley. Hashtag 4225 West.
I love Jimmy Davis. He's delish.
I so played out my fantasy last night at the after party. Hashtag Jimmy Davis. Hashtag love. Hashtag best night ever.
I throw my phone down next to me. I really hate Twitter. I miss life in Beaumont. It's like Twitter and Beaumont go hand in hand for me. If I'm there, my Twitter feed and mentions are quiet. When I'm on the road, it's a trending topic mess. I want quiet. No, what I want is my wife, in our bed, snuggled up in my arms. She's what I need. I miss touching her tummy and singing to our daughter, and even though I'm trying not to think about it too much, I do. The days are long, and the nights are even longer. Before Jenna, I lived for my nights, but now I can't wait to get off stage so I can call her or see her beautiful face on Skype. I know she's staying up odd hours so we can talk, and I appreciate it, but I hate seeing her so tired when she comes online. Who knew I'd change this much in such a short amount of time? Not me. I knew marrying Jenna was a risk, but it was one I was willing to jump into feet first. I love her, and not because we're having a baby, but because she's everything that I'm not. She completes me as a person and treats me as her equal. I know she worries about me being unfaithful, but I saw what cheating did to my mum, and I'd never do that to anyone. Chelsea did it to me, and that alone pushed me to the lowest point in my life. I refuse to even look at another woman, so those tweets are all fucking bullshit. It's just nothing but a bunch of women trying their hand at a bit of shit-stirring. Our tour bus pulls up and stops along the street in New York City. We're spending an extra day here to watch Evie James perform. She's been here for a while, working on Broadway, and now that her big brother is in town, we're going to watch her show. Evie is like a sister to me, spunky, loud, and annoying, but I wouldn't swap her for anything. She's my age, and we've been through a lot together. Evie knew Chelsea wasn't right for me before I could break free. The bus door opens and we file out. I'm thankful that our arrival has been kept on the down low. It's not that I don't like the fans, it's just that sometimes it's nice not to be noticed.
I stretch and take in the early morning sun. It's going to be a scorcher today, but all I'm doing is shopping. I'm forcing the guys to